新年好。
And I was sitting there praying.
我刚才坐在那儿祷告。
And I was just preparing my heart to preach.
我预备我的心。
And I'm not even looking at the choir.
我根本就没看。
I was hoping for the choir to sing a soft song to prepare my heart.
我本来希望诗班能够唱一个很柔和的歌来预备我的心。
And I thought that there were like 50 people up here singing.
但是他们听起来好像有50个人在那儿唱。
And instead of just quieting my heart,
所以他们不但没有安静我的心。
These 8 brothers and sisters,
这八位弟兄姐妹，
only 8,
只有八位，
really just stirred my heart up,
却反而激动了我的心。
And it makes me think about this new year.
让我想到这是一个新年的。
And the lyric that they were singing it was like the cross is like before us.
他们的这个所唱的歌词实在是非常的。
It's like the cross is right before us. It says the cross is before us. 十字架在我们的面前。
哦，像一个十字架在我们的面前。
And we just want to move forward in victory with our God.
让我们不由得想要勇往直前迈进，朝着主耶稣基督的
十字架。Especially for all of us who are children of God,
特别是我们这些做神儿女的。
We know that in this new year, God is going to bless His people. Amen.
我们知道在这个新的年度，神要祝福他的儿女。
God is going to bless this church. Amen.
神要祝福他的教会，不是吗？
And when we talk aboutblessings, we're not only talking about health or wealth.
当我们谈到祝福的时候，我们不仅仅是讲身体上的健康或财富的增加。
But we know that even when times come through this year, where we're going to be left wondering, God, what are you doing?
我们知道在我们迈入这个2018年的时候，我们会惊奇地发现，神啊，你在
But we know the blessing in that is that God's hand is going to be in everything that happens in our life. Amen.
但是我们也知道，所有的祝福都在神的手里，而且会流到我们的身上。
And as a few times I preached last year, that we are blessed by God to let that blessing go through us and to bless other people.
就像我以前向各位分享的，神要祝福我们，然后通过我们祝福我们周遭的人。
And that blessing is to bring the light into the darkness.
这样的最大的祝福就是把光明带到黑暗的人间。
So all that to say, thank you, choir, this morning.
所以我所要说的就是诗班，谢谢你们。
I gave John a high five.
我给John我们的指挥一个100分，
一个高五，
一个。
And I've never heard David or Glory sing a solo, so we just want to give glory to God for that they had courage to do that.
所以我们要给John
David 跟那个 Glory 一个。
我们要给John五颗星。我们也要感谢第一次在我们面前献唱的单独献唱的Glory 跟 David。
对对对，嗯，荣耀归给神啊 ，Glory to God。You know, here we are in the beginning of a new year.
所以我们现在正站在2018年的开头。
New year and a end of year for me really creates a time of reflection.
一年的岁末跟一年的开始，总是让我有一些思考。
Yeah, I do reflection, and sometimes I do resetting.
对我来说，我在一年的岁末跟一年的起初，我会思考一些问题，我也会重新的设定我的目标。
And I'm not sure about you, but for me in 2017, as I reflected, I can see that there are just some areas of my life where I went a little bit off track. I went a little bit off track.
我不知道你们是怎么样的，但是对我而言，当我在思考的时候，我发现在过去的一年里，有些事情我偏离了正常的 轨道。
And so I think that's what reflection at the year end and beginning of a new year should do. It should cause us to reflect and examine and say, where God maybe in my life have I gone a little bit off track?
所以我想，这是在岁末还有年初我们应该做的事情，就是一方面我们要回顾过去，一方面我们要瞻望将来。
Yeah, off track, right? Did you say off track? Yeah.
我们要回顾过去有什么样的缺失。
Right.
我们也要在未来的一年有所改进。
And when we talk about the word reset, I feel that for some of us, when we look back to our failures of 2017 or just some things where we really went off track, we almost wish that we can have a restart, hit the restart button.And have a clean slate for 2018.
所以当我们谈到重新设定一个目标或方向的时候，我想我要劝勉跟弟兄姐妹，我们在过去有任何的失败或者失误或者是不足的地方，我们在未来的一年能够纠正过来。
And I remember reading or hearing about some of theagricultural practices in the ancient times.
从前我听过一关一些关于古代这个农业操作的事情。
Right, so when they need to plow their field, they need to like set that first line, right?
所以农人在耕田的时候，他们要先画好那个线，对不对？
And they didn't have all of our fancy tools that we have. They didn't have GPS.
他们在那个时候没有像我们现在所拥有的一些讲究的GPS 之类的仪器。
But they had one practice that they would do.
他们会这么做。
They would find something in the distance, a very trustworthy, a very reliable landmark.
他们会在远处找到一个很可靠的一个地标。
And they're gonna set their plow in the ground.
然后他们就把他们的农具插在地上。
And then they're going to keep their eyes on that very trustworthy landmark, and they're going to start plowing the ground, keeping their eyes on that landmark.
所以他们的眼睛就望着那个远处的那个标志，那个很可靠的标志，他们就这样子来耕田。
You know, and as soon as they finish walking through that field, keeping their eye on the landmark, you look back, you're going to have a very straight line.
所以只要他们看紧紧地看着那个远处的目标这样子的犁田的时候等到他们做完了，他们回过头来看，他们发现他们弄得很整齐。
And then after you set that first line, every line after that can be based on that very first straight line because you looked at that very trustworthy landmark.
因为只要第一行弄好了，那么以后的接下来的都可以如此的整齐。
And so as children of God,
作为神的儿女，
as we think about resetting for our new year,
当我们想到要重新设定为这个今年设定一个目标或大方向的时候，
you guys see where I'm going, right?But you guys see what I'm talking about?
你们懂我在说些什么。
We need to keep our eyes on what's trustworthy and reliable, and that is our God.
那么我们需要望着那可靠的东西，那就是我们的神。
And that means we need to keep our eyes on God as we start this year.
意思就是说，当我们在这开始第一年，新的一年开始的时候，我们要定睛看着我们的神。
And that also means prioritizing what he wants from us.
那也就是说我们要重新来修改一下我们的优先次序。那么这个优先次序是他要我们做些什么。
What does God want from us?
神希望我们做些什么。
What is the greatest thing that he tells us to do?
他教导我们最重要的事情是什么呢？
What is it?
那么这个最重要最大的，
What did Jesus say? What's the most important thing that I want you to do?
主耶稣基督告诉我们我他要我们做的最重要的事是什么。
What's the most, the greatest thing that he tells us to do? What is it?
那个最高最上最大的事是什么？
People, what is it? To love God.
爱神。
That's the greatest thing that he tells us to prioritize and keep our focus on. Love God.
那是在他给我们的最大的诫命。
Jesus tells us to love God.
主耶稣教导我们要爱神。
And he got that from what God told his people in the Old Testament.
他所引用的是在旧约的时代神让他的子民这么做。
Because God told that most important thing to his people in the Old Testament.
在旧约神对他的子民说最大的事最重要的就是爱神。
Do you know where he said that? Turn your Bible with me to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
请你们翻到生命记。
Okay.
第六章。
As we turn to Deuteronomy,
我们翻到生命记第六章。
I believe that in this text, it's going to help us ask three questions to know how to prioritize what God wants us to do. How to love God.
我相信在我们要念的这段经文里头他告诉我们起码有三点教导我们如何能够按照神的心意来修改我们的生活中或生命里的优先次序的单词。
Let's keep your Bibles open in Deuteronomy and we'll bow our heads for a word of prayer.
还有如何的爱神我们先做祷告。
Father, we thank you as we...Boy, even as the choir sang, Lord, that we have a purpose in our life and we have a mission called for our life.
亲爱的天父，就在诗班为我们献唱的时候，你已经告诉了我们，我们的生命中是有一个目标的。
And sometimes, Lord, because of the distractions of everyday life, Lord, sometimes we miss that purpose, we miss that mission.
但是在每天的生活里因为种种的琐事我们常常忘了这个生命中最大的目标
Father,
还有最大的任务是什么。
Father, would you bless this following time?
所以请天父能够祝福这段时间。
Lord, humble all of our hearts.
求你谦卑我们的心。
So that we're able to receive whatYou want to speak to us about.
这样子我们才能够知道你在对我们说些什么。
Thank you, Father.
谢谢你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I said that I have three questions that I think prompt us from today's text.
我刚才说有今天的这个经文可以。跟我们提出三个问题。
But before we get into three questions, I want to give you a little bit of background because that's important.
但是在这之前，我先讲讲这段经文的背景。
Do you remember when God's people were under harsh slavery in Egypt? Do you remember that?
记不记得在神的子民在埃及的时候受到很严苛的 对待因为他们是奴隶。
And God heard their cries and he led them out of Egypt.
他们神听到了他们的哀求所以神就带领他们出埃及。
And that was in a book called Exodus, thank you.
所以你们知道这个是记载在
And then God told them that He was leading them to a very special land called the Promised Land.
那么神那个时候告诉他们，神要带领他们进入一个很特别的土地，那就是应许之地。
And this land was very special because why? It was flowing with what? Milk and honey.
那么这块土地非常特别因为它是一块牛奶与蜜之地。
I'm not sure really why it's the land of milk and honey. I mean, I do. I'm not going to explain it, but like that really means it's not just milk and honey, it's a very abundant land.
当然这不仅仅指的是那个地方只是出产奶跟 蜂蜜，它的意思就是说那块地是一个丰腴肥美的土地。
肥美 ，it's a good land. It's a fatty land.
那是一块美地。
Me and Mr. Kwan, we always talk about meat. We talk about steak.
我们总是在谈到肉，谈到
牛排。Me and 关叔叔，我跟关叔叔 ，we always talk about meat. We talk about the fatty meat, the good meat.
我跟关叔叔老是讲到肉。
This land is like the fatty meat.
那么这块土地就像一块很肥美的牛肉一样。
And God said, I'm going to lead you to that land. I promise you that land.
那么神对他的子民说，我要带领你们进入那块地。
It's going to be a land of,
我答应把那块地赐给你们。
It's going to be a land of blessing for you.
那块地是充满了祝福的地。
Through that land, I'm going to bless you and you're going to bless the world.
通过那块土地，我要带给你们种种的福气，
然
后进而祝福整个世界。
But by the time we get to the book of Numbers, right? We were just in Exodus and then Leviticus and then Numbers. By the time we get to Numbers, it turns into a very sad story.
但是当我们进入民数记的时候，我们就发现这样一个满载的祝福的应许变成一个让人很难过很悲哀的故事。
Right. Because as they get closer and closer to the land,
因为当这些人越来越接近那
块
地的时候
they send out 12 spies, right?
他们先派出12个探子。
And then 10 come back and say this. Well, all 12 come back, but 10 of them say this.
那么十二个人都回来了，但是其中有十个人这么说。
It's not possible for us to enter that land.
我们要进入那块地是不可能的。
Oh yeah, it is abundant.
对，那是一块丰腴肥美之地。
But the people there are too big and too strong.
但是居住在那块地上的人，对我们来说是太厉害了，太强壮了。
And these 10 people caused all the people of Israel to doubt.In God's promise.
那么根据这十个人的报告，那其他的以色列人就开始充满了怀疑。
And do you remember what God did? This is so sad.
那么你记得吗？神是怎么处理这件事情的？
He punished that whole entire generation.
他就处罚了那整代人。
He said that this whole generation that doubted.
他说这整代人他们怀疑。
Is not going to see the land.
所以他们不得见。
And so Numbers tells a story until all this whole generation died out.
那么民数记就记载，就告诉我们说，这整代人都死。
So that only those two, Joshua and Caleb, are going to be able to enter the land.
只有其他的两个探子，他们可以进入，他们进入了。那块应许之地。
And then you get to Deuteronomy.
然后呢，我们就看到生命记了。
Which means the second time the law is given.
这个生命记的意思就是神重申他第二次重申他的命令。
And so here they are again, about to enter the promised land.
所以现在我们看到这些人将要进入那块应许之地了。
They're about to be blessed.
他们将要承受神的祝福。
And their leader Moses gives them this sermon.
那么他们的领袖就摩西就给了他们这样的一番教导。
Right, he's like, you have a second chance.
他说现在你们有了第二个机会，第二次机会。
You're about to be blessed.
你们将要被祝福。
So here's what you got to do.
那么要承受这个祝福之前，你们需要这么做。
And remind them of the Ten Commandments.
那么摩西提醒他们那个十诫。
And then he pauses to focus on the most important thing that God wants from his people.
然后摩西就停下来花比较多的时间来教导他们。这个最重要的一件事。
And so if you turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4, this little part of the text is called the Shema. Can you guys say that? The Shema? It sounds like Chinese Sama.
所以 创生命记第六章第一节到第四节，这个被称为什么？
嗯哼，什么 ？Like 中文什么 ？Okay, so say 什么 ？Okay, we're going to read this. This is called the 什么。
所以我们现在就来念。
Okay. Since I love to hear Chinese brothers and sisters read because you read so loud and strong, why don't we have the Chinese brothers and sisters read 4 through 9? Okay.
我很喜欢弟兄姐妹们用中文来朗诵，因为你们的声音很大很响亮，所以请用中文来念第六章第一节到第四节。
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, go. 第四到第九节。
第四到第九节。
Okay, all right, so ready, go.
以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话，都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在椅上，躺下起来，都要谈论。也要记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
Okay, you're done. Let's go back to the first word. This is called the Shema because the very first word here, the Hebrew word for that is Shema.
这段经文之所以被称为 Shema， 是因为第四节一开始就说你要
听，
你要听
，right? Is that 听 ？Is that 听 ？OK. 听 is 希伯来文，the word is 什么？
所以在古希伯来文里头，那个听就是什么
？And this Shema prayer is still today the central prayer for the Jewish people.
所以这段经文，这个叫被什么的这样的祷告，一直到今天还是以色列人很重要的一个祷告文。
It's the first prayer that Jewish children learn how to pray.
以色列的小孩他们第一个所学的祈祷文就是这个。
And when like the Orthodox Jews,they pray this, they pray it almost 3 to 5 times a day.
那么对一个正统的以色列人来说，当他们祷告的，他们大概一天要祷告这样的，做这样的祷告三次。
And they take it so seriously that when they pray it, they cover their eyes with their right hand.
他们对待这个祷告文是如此的认真，如此的严肃，以至于他们在做这样的祷告的时候，他们要遮住他们的眼睛。
And then they pronounce it very, very slowly, meaningfully.
然后他们一个音节一个音节，很缓慢的，很清楚的祷告出来。
Hear, O Lord, O Israel, the Lord Yahweh. Well, they don't say Yahweh, right? Because they cannot say Yahweh, but they'll say Adonai, Elohim. Hear, O Israel, Adonai, our God, Adonai is one.
他们就像这样的祷告。
And so that they could really concentrate on the meaning of the prayer.
因为这样的话，他们才能够专心的思考这个经文的这样的祷告的意义。
Why do they do this?
那么他们为什么要这么做呢？
Some scholars have called the Shema the pledge of their allegiance to God.
有些解经家把什么这样的祷告文说成是以色列人对神所宣誓的一个誓约。
So that all throughout the day they can remember our God is Yahweh Elohim.
他们用这个祷告文来宣誓向他们的神效忠。
It's who you pledge your allegiance to.
这因为他们就用这个法子来向表示他们对神的效忠。
It's who you commit your life to.
他们把所有的生命都交托给这位神了。
So they are saying in essence, God, the God of the Scripture, the God of heaven and earth,I commit my life to you.
所以他们在说 神啊，你是我们的效忠的对象，我们把所有的身心灵都奉献给你，你是天地。
So in the Shema, I see the first and foremost most important question as we enter into this new year.
所以在从 Shema 当中我发现当我们进入迈入2018年的时候，最重要的第一件事情我们要注意的是
Who is your God?
你的神是谁？
Who is your God?
谁是你的神？
You see, the people of God were right about to break into the promised land.
这些在这个时候这些以色列人他们正要进入应许之地。
And the promised land, though, was occupied by a very wicked and polytheistic God, which means they have so many gods.
在这个时候神所应许他们的那块土地正被一些外邦人他们是很强壮的，他们是拜多神的所
They would have like a god of the sea.
他们会有比方说海，也有海神。
They would have a god of the field. If you want to have a good a produce, you need to go to the god of the field.
所以田地有田地的神。
They have a god of fertility. So if you want a child, you go and offer and you pray to that god of fertility.
所以如果你要多子多孙，你就敬拜另外一位管这个子孙昌盛的神。
And so the Shema was saying.
所以但是 Shema 在这儿说
，Look, children of God.
神的儿女啊。
You're about to enter into the territory of one of the most wicked and polytheistic people.
你将要进入一块现在正被很强壮的、很邪恶的拜多神的人所占据的地方。
They are a people that worship many gods.
他们敬拜很多神。
They are a people that worship themselves.
他们甚至敬拜他们自己。
And their ways and their women are going to be very tempting to you.
他们的生活方式还有他们的女人会非常的对你们造成很大的诱惑。
So as you pray the Shema, you are committing yourself that those are not your gods. Those are false gods. Your God is God Yahweh.
所以以色列人当你在什么祷告的时候，你是再一次的来重申你是耶和华是你唯一的神。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们，
Who is your God?
你的神是谁？
Who is your God?
你的神是谁？
We too live in a world that there are so many so-called gods.
我们也生活在一个充满了所谓的神的世界上。
In fact, the Bible calls these what? Idols.
那么圣经称呼这些所谓的神为偶像。
But idols are not always built of marble or wood.
当然所谓的偶像不一定是泥塑木雕的。
In Ezekiel,In the book of Ezekiel,
在以西结书
God says they have set idols where? In their hearts.
神说他们把偶像放在他们的心里。
They have false gods in their hearts.
他们的心中有假神。
Do you worship a false god in your heart?
那么在你的心里是不是正在拜着假神呢？
How do I know if I have a false god in my heart?
那么我怎么知道我所拜的心中所拜的是假神？
Well, I think the Shema gives us a second question to ask ourselves.
所以现在我们就来到Shema这段经文里头的第二点。
To help us see if we have a false god.
那么这一点可以帮助我们知道我们是不是在心中拜假神。
So the second question we need to ask ourselves this morning is, who or what do you love most in your heart?
所以我们今天早上要问自己的第二个问题是，在你的心目中谁或者是什么人或什么东西你最爱的。
See, the most important commandment that God gave his people is love your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
神给他的子民最大的诫命是要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
So how do you know if you have a false God in your heart?
所以你怎么知道你的心里有没有一位假神在那？
Ask yourself.
你就问自己
，Who or what do you love the most?
你最爱的是谁或是什么东西
？Just by human nature, human nature, humankind is made to love. We're made to love.
人是为爱而创造的。
There has
人之被造就是为了爱。
There has never been a person in all of human history.Who does not love something?
古今中外没有一个人不爱着一个人或一个东西。
Every person loves someone or something.
每一个人都爱着至少爱着一个人或一个东西。
Someone once said you could put a prisoner in a cell in solitary confinement.
曾经有人说你把一个人单独关押在一个牢房里。
And if there is a tiny little flower growing out of a crack in the wall,
如果在那个牢房的墙上有个缝隙里头长着一朵小花，
he will love that little flower.
那么他就会爱那朵小花。
See, every person loves someone or something because that's what we were made to do.
所以我们知道每一个人都至少有一个人或一个东西他所爱的，因为我们被造就是为了爱而被造。
You can love a person,
你可能爱一个人
a place,
一个地方
or you love a thing,
或者一个东西。
The problem is,
问题是
mankind has a problem of sin.
人有罪性。
And without Jesus Christ, the heartThe sinful heart of man will always love something less than God.
如果没有主耶稣基督的救恩，那么一个罪人的心里，他所爱的一定是一个小于神的人或东西等等。
Without Jesus,
没有耶稣基督，
whatever we love in place of God becomes the God of our heart.
我们所爱的代替就会代替神，也会变成我们的神。
And whatever we love that becomes that God in our life,
那么
will be what we live for, what we worship.
那么我们所爱的如果不是那位真神，那么我们所爱的就会变成我们的假神，然后就会变成我们生命的重心。
It might be material possessions.
这个假神可能是物质方面的东西。
It might be a person.
也可能是某个人。
It might be fame.
可能是名誉。
It might be security.
可能是安全感，有保障等等。
But all of those are less than God.
但是这些东西都小于神。
It's not that we cannot love people or something that's materialistic.
不是说我们不应该爱人或者不应该爱一些物质的东西。
But you see, without Jesus,
但是我们知道如果没有耶稣基督，
we tend to only love those things and we love those things supremely.
我们就有一个倾向，我们就会爱那个人或者那个东西，而且那会变成我们的最爱的。
And people can go on in their whole life loving and worshiping things that are less than God.
一个人可能一辈子就这么过了，爱那些小于神的人或东西。
It is only in the gospel,
只有在福音里
that a man can realize that he can love God.
人才会意识到他可以爱神。
This is the main reason for living.
这是人生存的主要的原因。
So you know what? What is it today that you love so much in place of God?
所以今天我们要扪心自问，有没有什么人或什么东西，我们爱到一个程度，以至于他取代了神。
And you know what? I'm just praying for you.
我在为你们祷告。
Especially for those of you who have no relationship with God.
特别是为那些还没有跟神建立关系的人祷告。
I love that you're here.
我很高兴你们来听。
I really love that you're part of our group this morning.
我很高兴你们来到这儿，我很高兴你们成为我们当中的一员。
But I hope and I've been praying for you.
但是我希望我也一直在这么祷告。
That you would truly be a part of this group.
你会真正的成为这个团体的一员。
That you would be able to humble your hearts.
你会谦卑你的心。
And really submit under the authority of God.
真正的顺服在神的主权之下。
That you would be able to say, I want to be able to love God.
你会说我要爱这位神。
我希望
我希望
我可以爱这位神，因为 because he loves me so much.
我希望我会可以爱这个神，因为他爱了我，他这么爱我。
And to our brothers and sisters,
那么对已经信主的弟兄姐妹们，
Have you slipped in this a little bit?
我要说你在这点上是不是有一点偏离了轨道呢？
What areas in your life are you slipping in your loving something more in place of God?
在你现在的生命中或生活里，有哪些区域你没有把神放在首位？
And this is a challenge for me too.
对我来说，这也是一个挑战。
I shared with some of you during our New Year's prayer meeting.
在我们上个礼拜的一月一号的新年祷告会中，我曾经跟你们当中某些人分享。
That morning, I got up early.
那个早上我起得很早。
And then my oldest daughter Bethany, she's 11 years old. She came to find me because she was up too.
我11岁的大女儿已经也起床了，她跟我在一起。
And so I said, I'm going to make a cup of coffee. You want me to make you a cup of hot cocoa?
所以我对她说，我要给你做可可饮料，我自己给自己泡一杯咖啡。
And so we sat down together, drinking.
然后我们就坐下来一起喝那些饮料。
And I won't share everything we talked about.
我不打算告诉你们所有的我们之间的谈话的内容。
But as I was reading the Bible, I noticed that she was going through her devotional book.
我在读圣经，那么我注意到她在看她灵修的。上面的一个
单词。And she was just going, you know, like page after page after page. She's like doing 5 pages.
她就翻开一页又一页，大概翻了5页。
And I said, sweetie.
然后我就说，亲爱的。
Sweetie, 我说 sweetie. You know, I said, you know, there's a very dangerous trap in the church today.
你知道吗？在教会里头有一个很危险的陷阱。
And I said, this trap, honey, is when we get too busy doing the activities of what church people do.
这个陷阱就是当我们忙于做一般教会的弟兄姐妹习惯做的事情的时候。
But we forget that all of this needs to be done out of our love for God.
我们却忘记了在这之前这些事情的动机应该是出于我们对神的爱。
And I said, there's a lot of things that as we do them, it can lose its meaning.
有很多事情即使是所谓的好的事情，当我们做的时候，可能他们都慢慢的失去了他们的意义。
When some of the things that we do as a church can become routine.
如果我们把教会的该做的一些事情 把它做得像例行公事一样。
And we actually forget that we're supposed to love God.
我们就会忘记其实我们的最重要的责任是爱神。
And I told her, you know, sweetie, sometimes we just need to love God.
所以我就对我的女儿说，有的时候我们只需要仅仅爱神就够了。
And we need to know God.
我们需要认识他。
I said, Bethany, have you ever just talked to God to know him and to love him?
我问我的女儿，你有没有过真正的对神说话认识他呢？
She says no.
她说没有。
I usually have a list of people to pray for.
我通常做的就是我为我的名单上的人祷告。
And I only ask him for things.
我而且我只向神要他成就某些事情。
And I confess to her something.
然后我就对我的女儿这么的说
confessed
我就对他
承认了，
承认自己、
mm-hmm.
也有。
I said, you know, I've kind of messed up this year sometimes.
我向他承认我自己也有这样的问题。我过去的这一年有的时候我做错了。
That I need to repent.
我需要
悔改。
我需要忏悔。
Okay, 忏
悔改。
Because I've sometimes also been doing so many activities of the ministry in the church.
我对他说，因为有的时候我就忙于教会的所谓的事工或活动。
And that God showed me that many times too, I've spent so much time and effort to help other people grow that I haven't been loving God and I haven't been looking at my life and how to love God more.
那么神就让我看见我太忙于帮助别的弟兄姐妹长进，我却忽略了自己需要长进，自己需要更爱神。
And I've allowed certain things or habits in my life to deter me from loving God more.
在过去这一年，我也让某些习惯或某些事情成为我跟神之间的拦阻。
So I shared this with Bethany.
所以我就这样子跟我的女儿分享。
And I said that it's really easy for Christians to come week after week to church and forget what God really wants is that relationship with us.
我对他说，基督徒很容易，每个礼拜就到教会去，参加一些活动，然后逐渐的却忘记了自己跟神之间的关系。
It's easy to start viewing the church as just an institution or a social club.
那么也很容易在不经意之间把教会当做一个社团
forget,
或者当做一个组织。
And to forget that we are a people that just gather together to learn how to love God more.
却忘记了其实教会就是一群神的儿女们聚集在一起彼此相爱。
So as I shared with her how much God desires our heart.
所以我就跟我的女儿分享，神真的是很渴望要赢得我们的心。
I asked her, Bethany, do you love God?
我就问我的女儿，你爱神吗？
She said yes.
她说是的，我爱神。
I said, have you ever just told him that you love him and that you want to know him?
你有没有告诉过他你爱他，而且你渴望能够多认识他？
She says no.
他说没有。
I said, would you like to just talk to God right now?
我就问我的女儿，那你现在愿不愿意现在就跟神打祷告，告诉他你爱他，你想多认识他？
And she nodded her head.
那么他点头答应。
So then that she bowed her head to pray.
所以他就低下头来向神祷告。
The words could barely come out.
那么他的话刚刚出口。
She says, Dear God.
他说，亲爱的主，亲爱的神。
I don't know what to say to you.
我不知道如何跟你讲话，说话。
But she says, God, I love you.
我也不知道该说什么， 但是神呢、啊、我爱你。
And God, I want to know you.
我要认识你。
I really want to know you.
我要真正的，我真的想要认识你。
And I'm sorry for only asking for things.
过去我总是向你要这个要那个，我觉得很抱歉。
And as tears started streaming down her face,
那么她就开始流泪。
Being an emotional man, tears are streaming down my face.
因为我也是一个很感情很丰富的人，所以我也流泪了。
It broke my heart to hear her prayer.
听到她这么祷告，真的我的心都碎了。
Not only one, because she was my daughter.
不仅仅是因为她是我的女儿。
Two, because it was my own heart of repentance to God.
而且这她的祷告也是我自己对神的
But three, because I knew exactly how God felt about her prayer. He sparked her prayer of repentance.
第三个让我祷告的是，我知道神听了这样的祷告，神会怎么想。
So let me ask you a question.
所以现在我想跟各位提一个问题。
What is it that you may need to repent of in order to love God more?
在有没有什么事情你是需要向神忏悔的为了爱神
What is it that you may need to scale back on?
有什么事情在你的优先次序的名单上单子上
In order to love God more.
你需要把它往下摆这样子你才能够爱他更多呢
And that leads us to our last question that I think this text brings out for us.
那么现在我们就来到今天这段经文要带给我们的最后一点。
Will you or are you willing to let your love for God flow into every area of your life, starting with your family?
你愿不愿意让你对神的爱能够流入你的生命的或生活上的每一个角落每一个区域从你的家开始
Look at verse 6
我们看第六节
And these words that I commanded you today shall be on your heart
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上
You need to teach them to your children
也要殷勤教训你的儿女
You need to talk of this when you sit in your house
无论你坐在家里
when you walk by the way,
行在路上
when you lie down,
躺下
when you rise, when you wake up,
起来
you gotta bind them as a sign on your hand,
都要缠论也要记在手上
they gotta be like frontless in front of you, between your eyes,
要戴在额上为经文
you gotta write them on the doorpost of your house,
就要写在你房屋的门框上并你的城门上
you see, it's teaching us,That true spirituality or true love for God arises from our heart and extends into all areas of our life.
所以这段经文教导我们一个真正的跟神的关系是从心开始，然后延伸扩展到生命中的其他的区域。
Into your life with your children.Your family members.
应该先从你的心开始，然后延伸。
Not first, it's just with your children.
然后延伸到你的家庭，你的儿女。
Yeah, right, okay. From your heart to your children, wherever you sit, when you wake up, when you walk along the way in your day.
不管你或坐或行或躺，或起来，整天昼夜。
Specifically, it talks about the home.
在这儿。他特别所谈到的是家庭
Your family.
你的家庭
Do you ever speak about your faith at home with your family?
你在家里你曾经跟你的家人谈过你的信仰吗
Brothers and sisters, you might not be very outspoken about your faith.
弟兄姐妹们也许你不是很常常在谈论你自己的信仰。
In fact, you might be very shy about talking about your faith.
你甚至于当谈到信仰问题的时候，你有一点害羞。
But the challenge today is.
但是今天神给我们的挑战是。
In your home, with your family members.
在你的家里，当你跟家人在一起的时候。
God's word and your love for God, it must be expressed.
神的话，神的真理，还有他跟你的关系，必须要表现出来。
Our temptation is to fall into two kinds of temptations.
我们一般会落入两个陷阱中
间
的一个。
Yeah,
其中之一。
Okay, so one is to treat your love for God as a very private thing.
要不就是把你跟神的关系当作是一个很私人的、很内在的，内心属于内心的关系。
Or two, that our love for God is only expressed through what we do.
要不你就是认为，我们对神的爱只是表达在外在的行动上。
But it actually has to start from within, and it goes out into everything that we do.
但是事实是。事实是它应该从心里我们的心开始然后延伸然后拓展到外在的表现。
So parents, are you talking to your children about God's word, about your love for God?
所以父母们你们有没有对你们的儿女说谈论跟他们谈论神的话神的真理还有你跟神的关系。
Are you sharing God's word with your children?
你有没有跟你的儿女分享神的话。
Children, do you talk to your parents or your family members about your faith and your love for God?
你们当中做儿女的你们有没有对你们的父母跟你们的父母分享你的信仰。
What do you guys do when you sit down for dinner together?
当一家人在一起吃晚饭的时候你们做什么
When you're driving in the car together as a family.
当你们在一起在一起开车的时候坐在一个车里的时候你们做什么
You can talk about the weather.
你们可能谈论天气
You talk about movies.
电影
There's a father in here that loves to tell bad jokes.
或者是一些不太好雅的笑话
No, not 不太好就是不好笑的笑话
不好笑
Right?
不好笑的笑话
Is it that we're able to talk about everything but not talk about our faith?
是不是我们什么都可以谈就是不谈信仰呢
We can talk about everything but we cannot talk about our great and awesome God?
是不是我们什么都可以谈我们就是不谈那位大而可畏的神呢
Years ago there was a family in a church
多年前教会里有一个家庭
And one year this young teenage girl by God's grace came to place her trust and faith in Jesus Christ
有一位十几岁的年轻的少女她接受了主
And this daughter every Sunday she would come home with her family
那么这个女儿她每个礼拜都有机会跟她的家人在一起
Right, they would come home and have dinner with her parents
她们回家跟父母一起吃晚饭
And she always wanted to talk to her dad about the sermon.
她一直想要跟她的父亲分享当天所听到的道
She wanted to know how her mom and dad felt about the sermon and share what God's doing through the word of God.
那么她实在是很希望知道很想知道他的爸爸妈妈对当天的讲道内容有些什么意见或者对神的话有什么看法
But she wasn't sure how to talk about it with dad.
但是她不知道该怎么开口
And she wasn't sure if dad was even interested in talking about this with her.
她甚至不敢确定她的父亲对这样的话题有兴趣
Little did she know that dad saw her faith grow.
她那个时候根本不知道他的父亲看见他灵命上有长进
And that dad wanted to talk to her about her faith.
那他的父亲其实也很想跟他的女儿分享这个信
仰。But dad was quiet and reserved.
但是这个父亲同样的非常的安静而且非常的拘谨。
So he didn't know how to talk about such things.
他不知道如何开口来跟他的女儿分享这样信仰。
So he never asked her.Or talk to her about her faith.
所以这个父亲一直都没有开口问他的女儿信仰的问题。
So week after week, she slowly started to give up.
那么一个礼拜一个礼拜就这么过去了。那么慢慢的，她就放弃了这个想法。
And she never asked her dad.
那么这个女儿也从来没有跟她的父亲开口谈论过这个信仰。
And then he never asked her.
这个父亲也从来没有跟女儿分享过他们的信仰。
Thinking both that they could never talk about their love for the same God.
因为他们双方都认为他们没有法子跟对方分享他们的信仰。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
when you love God,
如果你爱神，
you must let the word of God and your love for him flow into your home, into your family members.
你必须在家里让你让神的话还有让你对神的爱流露出来。
When you wake,
当你起来的时候，
when you walk,
当你 行在路上，
when you eat,
当你吃饭，
when you lay down to sleep,
当你躺下睡觉的时候，
the love of God and his word must flow out from your life.
神对你的爱还有神的话必须在家中你要把它表现出来。
It may seem like it's so hard.
也许看起来这么做很困难，
but it's not.
但其实并不困难。
All this last question asked, the first few words are.
那么这些问题所问的都是，
Are you willing?
你愿意不愿意？
Are you willing?
你愿意不愿意？
Do you love God?
你爱神吗？
And are you willing?
你愿意不愿意？
If you are willing,
如果你愿意，
God will help.
神会帮助你。
So what do you need to stop doing in your home this year in order to allow God's love and his word to flow from you into your family members?
所以为了让神的爱能够很自然的流露出来，流露在家中，那么今年你应该停止做什么？
What words do you need to stop saying?
什么话你应该不再说？
What habits do you need to stop doing?
什么习惯你应该要戒掉？
Or what do you need to start doing in your home this year in order to let the love of God and his word flow into your family?
或者什么是你应该开始着手去做的？
May I give you a very practical suggestion?
所以我要给你一些比较具体可行的方法。
Because as parents, one of the things that I'm learning to do with my children is to hear them.
作为父母我自己所得到的经验就是，首先我们要听你的儿女。
One of the things I'm trying to do to help my marriage,
我的婚姻，
one of the things I'm trying to do in my marriage is to hear my wife when she talks.
当我要我要帮助让我的婚姻更美满的时候，我首先做的事情就是听我的妻子有什么话。
With our family, with our elderly parents, with our brothers and sisters who live far away, we need to hear them.
对我们的父母，对其他的住在外地的弟兄姐妹们，首先我们要听他们说些什么。
Specifically in the house that you live in, you need to hear one another.
特别是你现在住的地方，你跟你的家人，你首先要听他们有些什么。
So how do we start talking about God and his word and let his love flow through in our house?
所以我们要怎么样才能够开始谈论我们的神，我们的信仰，让神对我们的爱流露。
I want you to remember to hear, H-E-A-R.
我要你们记得的首先要做的就是听。
Yeah, in English it's H-E-A-R, H, hear. H, hear, H, 听。
听。
Okay. What did you hear in God's word today? Ask your family, ask your mom and dad, parents, ask your children.
所以你今天听到的是什么？
What stood out to you in God's word today?
在神对你说的话中有哪些最引起你的注意？
E, examine.Your life.
那么英文里头的这个 E 就代表醒察你自己。
How did God challenge you in your life today with His Word?
今天神用他的话，对你的生活中有哪些事情，他谴责并且要求你改进。
H is what? Hear. What did you hear in God's Word? E is what? Examine. Examine your life. A is what? Apply.
实践。
How might you apply this in your life?
你怎么样把神的话在你的生活中实行出来？
What change do you need to make?
你需要做出什么样的改变？
Okay. H, hear. E, examine. A, apply. How do you apply God's word? How would I apply this in my life?
所以首先你要聆听，其次，你要省察。
Okay.
第三，你要实践。
And R, respond.
那么最后你要回应。
Respond in prayer.
用祷告来回应。
Have you prayed together as a family?
在你的家中家人，有没有在一起祷告过？
If you call your brother and sister who's far away or your parents on the phone, when was the last time you prayed together?
如果你在你跟远方的弟兄姐妹或者住在外地的父母通电话的时候，你最后一次跟他们一起祷告是在什么时候？
I will tell you one of the favorite things I love to do every night if I get the chance, either Bex or myself, we will pray with all of our children.
我最喜欢做的每天晚上我最喜欢做的事情之一就是如果我们有机会我跟我的儿女们在一起祷告。
We will have oftentimes the boys pray together.
有的时候是男的在一起祷告。
It'll be Kevin and Easy and then CJ and me. We're going to pray together.
所以这三个男孩子跟我在一起祷告。
And the girls, Mommy and Bex and Abby, they're going to pray together.
我妈妈跟女儿们在一起祷告。
And when we talk about God's Word, and if you could talk about how you heard God's Word today,How did you examine yourself with God's word? How do you apply God's word? There's so much to pray about.
所以当我们在一起祷告或者在一起谈论信仰的时候，我们可以彼此问你今天听到什么？你有什么样的感想？你怎么样的实行出来？等等。
See, brothers and sisters, are you willing?
所以归根究底，弟兄姐妹们，你愿意不愿意？
Are you willing?
你愿意不愿意这么做?
Are you willing to allow your love for God to flow into every area of your life?
你愿意不愿意神对你的爱还有你对神的爱在家中很自然的表现流露出来呢?
We have a chance to reset our direction.
我们现在有一个绝好的机会。
There's a lot of things when we look back on this last year we didn't do.
我们可以回顾2017年有什么事情是我们没做的。
There's a lot of things that we failed before our God.
有什么我们有过什么样的失败。
And yet as we talked about in our Sunday school class this morning, God is a God of second chances.
就像今天早上我在主日学分享的，神是赐下第二次机会的神。
God always gives us a clean slate.
神总是会给我们一个很美好的重新再开始的机会。
So who is your God?
所以你的神是谁？
What do you love most in your heart? Is it the Lord?
在你的心中你最爱的是什么是我们的主吗
And if it is your love for the Lord, will you allow that to flow through your life into everything else?
如果你心目中最爱的是这位真神那么你愿意不愿意让这个爱能够流露出来
Let's pray.
我们祷告
Father, we thank you.
亲爱的天父我们感谢你
Oh Lord, we recognize that once we were so not worthy,
我们知道当我们还不配的时候
And even sometimes today we might not even feel worthy of your love.
即使是今天我们可能觉得我们还是不配
But Lord, you have said that we are worthy.
但是主你却说我们是配得你的爱
You call us your beloved.
你把我们称作你所爱的
You love your children, O God.
你爱你的儿女。
You love us with an everlasting love.
你用一种永不止息的爱爱着我们。
Lord, how can we not respond to your love?
所以我们怎么能够不回应你的爱呢？
When we know we can't pay you back.
我们知道我们不可能回报你的爱。
But Lord, that we can respond to you because we love you.
但是因为我们爱你，我们可以回应你的爱。
And that even as we do all these things, I pray that it would actually be out of our love for you.
当我们今天在做这种种的事情的时候，我的祷告是，我们做这些事情都是出于我们对你的爱。
I pray that you have spoken to us, God.
请你对我们发声说话。
With the broken words from your servant.
从虽然我所说的不完整但是求主通过这个对我们说话。
Because I know that it is your spirit that actually teaches us and guides us.
因为我知道教导我们的不是人的话，乃是圣灵。
We thank you, we pray in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.